So who are you going to vote for?
Obama.
No. No, I mean, like, in the GameFAQs character poll.
I gave up on that years ago.
What?
It's always, like, Zelda or Snake.
No, I think the L block from Tetris won it last year.
Yeah.
Come on, you got Kane from Final Fantasy IV, Master Chief, Professor Layton, or Raiden. Or Raiden. How do you say it? I don't know.
Raiden, I think. Well, given the list, I'd pick Master Chief.
What? Master Chief?
I like Master Chief.
Why? He's not cool.
Sure he is.
He's
iconic.
No, he's not. He's responsible for all these lame space marines we have now.
Oh, he's not the first.
Raiden is the god of lightning.
That's Metal Gear Raiden.
And Professor Layton has a top hat. Hello for the Exploding Barrel Podcast on October 13th, 2008. It's the first episode in 2 weeks because of... What happened last week, guys?
It was weird.
It was weird. Were there supernatural things involved?
I think so. No, basically, even though we recorded with the same settings on both of our ends, the speeds were completely inconsistent.
Boring.
Basically, it's like you were talking really fast.
Oh, okay.
No matter what I did, it wouldn't match up. So, apologies.
Well, it's all right now. We're here. We're chillaxing. I got my diet root beer with Mickey Mouse ice cubes in it.
Very nice.
I'm chilling. It's going to be a good show.
I think so.
So, why don't you tell us what's going to happen today? I want you to do the rundown.
Okay, so first we're going to go over some news. We got some TGS, some BlizzCon. Then we're going to...
You're not doing too much of the news we already covered, are you?
No. Just a few sticking points. After that, what's next? We do the Great American Agile Gaming Quiz.
Right. Did you open that?
No. Where do you have it?
I'll open it. You talk.
We also have Answer or Die. Then we'll talk about our week in gaming, what games we've been playing. Go over the releases. First the downloads and then the retail releases. Check out the 10th hour over at 411. Read some emails and call it a show.
Call it a show. Because we would never call it anything else.
That's right.
Maybe we should call it a trilogy. Because I think this episode just might be too epic.
We'll get to that.
All right. Why don't you just
let's start with Guitar Hero World Tour pricing, which has been revealed this past week.
Go ahead, quickly.
I'll get it out of the way. On the PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii, it's $190 for the full band kit, $180 on the PS2. And as I predicted, they are doing a game and guitar only bundle.
Wait a second. Is that reasonably priced, or is it just me?
No, it's $10 more expensive than Rock Band.
Why did I think that
and
Rock
typically
Band was
the
like
Wii version
has been
cheaper.
What am I thinking
of? No, it's $180, I believe.
What am I thinking of, then?
So it's $100 to get the game and guitar on the Xbox, PlayStation, and Wii, and $90 on the PS2, which I believe is what the bundle for Guitar Hero 3 cost. They're also doing deluxe full band kits that come with the full band kit, an extra large t-shirt, battery charger, keychain, and guitar case. It's $240 on the Xbox and the PlayStation, and $220 on the PS2 and Wii.
All right, interesting.
So last week we would have talked about the DSi, and I'm sure by now you know all about it. To summarize very quickly, it's a new DS with no GBA slot, a store, an SD card port, microphone, or cameras, and bigger screens. Having the store, they're gonna change the name of Wii Points to the general Nintendo Points, which will be on both. The thing is though, because like you don't actually do anything on the Wii with like a login ID, everything's tied to the system, so you can't like share a bank of Wii points between your DS and your Wii. It's like if you buy like a 2,000 point Wii card, you can only put it on one or the other.
Right. Well, it's kind of understand why they have to do that because they don't have a login, but it still kind of sucks.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's something they get on the ball next time with. Also, LucasArts and BioWare are going to reveal their new MMORPG on October 21st at about 2 p.m. Pacific.
I am quiver with excitement.
I wonder what it is.
Speaking of which, I should be playing KOTOR eventually.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to finally play it. It's a great game.
PC thing.
Let's talk some TGS now. Really, not a lot came out of the show this year. Microsoft had a press conference at which we learned that the new Xbox experience will launch on November 19th.
Boo!
Yeah. One interesting caveat. The update requires 128 megabytes of space. which means if you're one of the people who bought a core system at launch and you only ever got a 64 megabyte memory card, technically you can't get it. They haven't made clear what will happen if this is for you, but they said they're working on a storage solution, which I don't
know
what that
means. So is Nintendo.
Yeah. So I don't know what that'll mean. They say they expect it to affect a small percentage of users because the arcades come with a 256 card. But all the same, we'll see. They also finally formally revealed Halo 3 Recon, which was the teaser we got a couple weeks ago that was supposed to be announced at E3. It is a standalone Halo 3 side story where you play as an ODST Helljumper. It's like its own campaign.
It's going to be a retail release. As far as
yes, it is a disc. It'll be like a campaign that's kind of between Halo 2 and 3.
Is it going to have its own multiplayer component?
They haven't been clear on this. They make it sound like it's the Halo 3 multiplayer experience with some new maps and some new Forge features, which makes me wonder if like they would release these updates also for Halo 3 and then let the two play with each other. Otherwise, they're going to be splintering their multiplayer base.
I don't understand why they just don't go ahead and kind of make this seem like more of a its own game instead of just like an offshoot of Halo 3. Why not just call it Halo Recon?
Well, I guess the way it came about is, I think this is actually, from what I understand, spearheaded by the multiplayer development team, like the guys who make the multiplayer maps.
Oh, they like so the ones that make their own campaign.
Yeah, it's a very small team, and they're kind of emphasizing, like, don't treat this like Halo 4. This is just a nice little side thing that we're giving to the fans.
Okay. Well, fair enough. If I liked Halo, I bet I'd be excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it'll be neat. One of the final big things that Microsoft revealed is after laying out the criteria for delisting XBLA games, they're actually not going to be doing it, at least for the foreseeable future.
That's nice.
I guess because they figure the new enhancements to the marketplace and the new Xbox experience make it okay to navigate. Oh, something else I forgot to write, but I should mention. Launching also November 19th on Xbox.com, you'll be able to browse the entire marketplace from your computer, buy stuff on your PC, and then as soon as you log into Xbox Live on your Xbox, it starts downloading.
Yeah, that's
and
nice
you can
to have.
You can text search and everything, so
I'm waiting,
good way to
I'm
find
for
some stuff.
I'm waiting for an iPod app now.
Yeah. So let's go to Sony's stuff. Now, I remember, and you remember this too, Sony's supposed to have like this ghastly number of games to reveal.
For some reason, I thought they went out of the way and said, we're going to have 11 new games to show.
Something like that, yeah. And
I don't know if I missed something, because no one else is calling them out on it or anything.
Yeah, I like haven't seen a damn thing.
So I don't know if I missed something or what, but I didn't see anything new.
Here's the most exciting Sony news I could pull from TGS. First of all, Little Big Planet, when the beta ends, they were originally saying that all that content would get wiped and it would be a clean slate when the retail game came out. And they are not doing that anymore. Everything will carry over, which I think makes sense. They've got like a ton of content already.
That's cool. Did you see the Sephiroth and Old Snake?
Yeah,
Little Big Planet.
Yeah,
balls? That's pretty cool.
I want a PS3 now so bad. Hey, I'll switch an End War beta key for a PlayStation 3 if anybody's interested. I'll give up mine. I don't care.
Is that more an RTS?
Yeah, with control by voice. okay, I'll give you two beta keys even. Also, Sony's kind of outlined all the details on the new firmwares for the PS3 and PSP. The PS3 2.5 firmware, it's going to have like support for the official Bluetooth headset that's launching with SOCOM next week. They're putting in framework for people to code games to have an in-game screenshot capture tool. This isn't like retroactive, you have to program for it. They're doing a few updates to the store, like they're putting like a predominant place to enter your voucher for the cards that they're finally releasing. And they're also adding the option for when downloads finish to let the system shut down.
Okay.
The PSP 5.0 software, which we know is coming next, or I guess this week in Japan. I don't think they've said when it will come to America, but probably this week as well. The big addition there is the PlayStation Store actually in the PSP, along with all the same enhancements that the PS3 version is getting. So that'll be cool to finally have that.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
They also announced at the show that moving forward, at least all first-party Sony titles will be simultaneously released on UMD and online.
Interesting.
So get a memory card, people. I just hope that they're cheaper. Like, otherwise, it's like, they probably won't be, but they should be.
I doubt they will. So far, they haven't been.
No. So let's move on to BlizzCon.
I just got as much, if not more, coverage during all of TGS.
It was live on pay-per-view on DirecTV.
Really?
Yeah. You could have paid like $50 to watch the whole weekend of it. I don't know.
These people make three games. Oh, wait a second. Make that five.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. They announced the bombshell that StarCraft II is being split up into a trilogy. Each trilogy focuses on one of the different races. There's the Terrans game called Wings of Liberty, the Zerg game called Heart of the Swarm, and the Protoss game called Legacy of the Void. From what I understand, the Terran game is also going to include a Protoss mini campaign.
Really?
Yeah, the Zerg game, like, they're going to try to differentiate them. Like, the Zerg game is going to have, like, some more RPG elements to it. The Protoss game is going to have a lot of diplomacy. I guess they need to announce two things to clarify this.
Yeah.
They need to make clear on pricing, because if these are all $60 products, that's a little hard to swallow. They also need to say, how's multiplayer working? Is it going to be each game comes with the full multiplayer experience? Are you going to be able to buy just the single-player version more cheaply? Will just the first game have multiplayer and the other one's almost like expansion packs? I don't know. But they're
leaving too many questions, and now people are jumping to assumptions and they're getting angry.
Yeah, they really need to clarify this stuff. Like, they're trying to stress that in the way they see it, these are not like... It's not like they took what would have been a full game of StarCraft and split it up into three. They're trying to say that it is, in fact, three complete 15-hour games or whatever, like the campaign for StarCraft
probably
was.
Probably share the same multiplayer component.
Yeah, well, that's why, like I said, they just really need to be kind of come forward with how this is going to work.
Here's why I don't like this. First off, I hate their justification for it. Anytime anyone asks them, they say the word epic at least three or four times. Like, they can't get over themselves. Like, oh, our story was just too epic. It just had to be three games. The story services the game. It's not the other way around. If your story is too epic, you trim here, you know, you scale it back a little bit. Like, I mean, epic became like this. I hate how epic became a genre, kind of after Lord of the Rings. You know?
I know what you mean.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
And so many things that try to be epic are not. Remember Troy? No, that didn't work so good.
No.
And all these epic trilogies, Too Human. I mean, yes. I said before, I don't like people declaring something as a trilogy before it even comes out. That applies here. I believe them that the campaign in this first one will be as long as that StarCraft 1 campaign. It's just going to be all the same class. But my point is that the fun of it is changing classes. And for a lot of people, playing through a class in campaign mode is nothing more than a tutorial for the class for the online component.
Called a race, not a class.
Race, fine. Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
So, I mean, don't you agree with that? I think you told
me. Yeah,
that
I mean, that's kind of the way I've always treated it. Because, I mean, playing the AI is nothing on playing. I mean, I could beat StarCraft. I can't beat a single person online.
Right. And I mean, if the way they're not calling these other things expansion packs.
They're calling them games.
So, that leads me to believe full price games, at least $50 each.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Now, mind you, I'm not a big StarCraft guy anyways. I think you like StarCraft more than I do.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. Like this. So far, it seems like the fan outcry has been probably more negative than they probably anticipated. I think they thought we'd be like, oh, more StarCraft.
Yeah, but no, people are just... See, that's the thing. Like I said, they need to be upfront about how exactly this is working. To just say, oh, don't worry, there's still three full games. No one's buying that.
You think they would at least have a release date for the first one or something at this
point? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and
I don't know how long they're going to be separated.
If this means that, like, this means we get a ton more of, like, cool CG scenes between missions and whatnot, I mean, I guess that's good.
That's not the substance of these games.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
But well, let's talk about some good news.
I do like Diablo.
Diablo 3 revealed their third class, the Wizard, with an amazing trailer.
Yes.
I am very excited.
Well, the wizard they show is female, but in Diablo 3, you can choose the gender of your class.
Uh-huh.
So, but they're showing a lot of cool area of effect spells, kind of like ray spells, magic missile, I want to call it. There's this one spell where she sort of created a force field bubble, and any projectile that went through the bubble was shot back out.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff.
Looks very awesome.
Yes, that game is looking nice. There's some panels on, like, classes and stuff. I didn't really read much about those.
No.
But
well, Joystick had an article, and it got pulled. And I'm guessing why. Somehow they inadvertently got a screenshot of the character select screen with all five of them standing there.
Really?
It was very blurry. I tried to look at it. I couldn't even begin to guess what the other two classes would be. And it, like I said, I went to go back to look at it, and the article had been pulled.
But, I'm sure it's floating around online somewhere.
Yeah, so might want to track that down. We'll try to figure that out. All right, so let's just move on to some general stuff to wrap up with. The Fable 2 co-op patch, which we had talked about last week, is actually going to now be day one. They said they have it done and ready, and it's to Microsoft's hand for certification, so no harm, no foul, I guess.
Good to know.
So good for them.
I guess, well, except if you don't have online.
Well, then you're not playing online co-op anyway.
True that.
See?
Yeah.
It all works.
All works out.
Valve has confirmed they will be releasing a demo for Left 4 Dead in early November on the PC and the 360 with full four-player online co-op for the demo. It takes place part of the hospital chapter. I'm excited for this game.
There's always got to be a hospital chapter.
Of course.
There?
I can't wait for this game, though. I think it's going to be so good.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
There was a listing on GameStop and Amazon a few weeks ago for Explore Expansion Pack that then got pulled, but it's been confirmed because now it's on EA's store. It's called the Creepy and Cute Parts Pack, coming out November 18th. Presumably it'll allow, it's just more creature parts.
I think like $20 is almost too high for just creature
parts.
Yeah,
it's $20. I could see 10, but yeah, $20 is a lot. It depends, there better be a lot of stuff in there for $20. Yeah. I mean, no one should be surprised that expansions are coming. This is the people who made Sims.
Yeah,
so
true.
Okay, usually I don't do rumors, but this one's too exciting. An ESRB rate listing has shown Marvel vs. Capcom 2 rated for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Really?
With some people claiming that it is up on PartnerNet with online play right now.
So this isn't like the classics port? This is just like a new port of the game.
Yeah, downloadable for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Interesting.
With online play.
Everyone's going to play Sentinel, but whoa. And be cheap, but whoa. Holy crap, that's...
That's very exciting.
I saw my Dreamcast going with them, with Marvel vs. Capcom 2 right now. I know, 2D fighting games on 360, not a big fan. I might actually get this for PS3.
All right.
But,
leave me alone.
And, did you see that, I don't know if I talked about this, that trailer for that new Versus game?
Yeah, Capcom versus some Japanese thing.
But did you see the video of it? Oh, yeah. It looks nice.
They made Marvel vs. Capcom 3 like that. It'd be sweet.
Right, I mean, a whole new engine, yeah, it would be fantastic. Oh, I love those games.
And our final item. This week is the celebrated Toys R Us 3-for-2 deal. You go to Toys R Us online or any of the stores and buy 3 games, and the cheapest one is free.
Not bad.
Also, this comes from cheapassgamer.com. They have kind of a trick you can do if you want to get something that's not coming out this week. Just buy, like, whatever. One of the games, make sure it's one you want. And if it's not the cheapest, like if they're all $360 games, make sure it gets rung up third. Because then when you get your receipt, whatever's the third game will show up as costing $0, but the other two show up as $59.99. Then you have 45 days to return. And as long as the game has a price with it, you can take it to the store and exchange it for, like, you know, if you wanted to get Fallout 3 or something with this.
Right, okay.
So,
Fallout 3 might... No, I guess that's falling within jurisdiction, huh? 45 days?
Yeah. Okay. This will be good for, like, first week of December.
Oh, okay.
So you could conceivably just go buy, like, let's say you want to get Dead Space this week, and you eventually want to get Fallout 3 and Gears of War 2. Go buy Dead Space and just buy two other 360 games that are $59.99. Don't open them. And make sure that they ring up Dead Space third. Then you can take those other two games in as Fallout 3 and Gears come out, switch them, and... You're good.
Yeah. Like, I think right off the bat, I want Dead Space. I kind of want that Lego Batman, so I might try to pull something together here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess that's the news.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so we got a quiz now.
Okay.
All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
What was the final weapon you needed in order to kill Dr. Wily in Mega Man 3?
Jeez.
Well, come on.
Bubble Man's too, right?
Yeah. Yes, he is. So poor train of thought. Name a weapon from Mega Man 3.
Snake Man. I don't know.
No. Snake Man climbs on walls. That's Dr. Wily is clinging to a wall. No. The top spin.
No.
Top spin. That was the answer. It's pretty much useless in the entire game except for the end. Number two. How many installments in the Crash Bandicoot series were on the original PlayStation?
3.
Yeah, that's right.
Ha!
I got that. You got that. Okay, okay. Number three. What's the name of the main antagonist in the Crash Bandicoot series?
I know this. It is Neo Cortex.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised you know that.
I don't know why I know that.
I would have just accepted Dr. Cortex. But, interesting. Okay, okay. Four. Name every Sonic game released for the Saturn.
Sonic Jam. Sonic 3D Blast. Sonic R.
Okay, yeah. you got that.
Ah!
No real Sonic games. Alright, number five. Sonic Jam was released on another system. Name it.
That would be the game.com.
Why do you know that?
Because I wanted to get it and never did. They were also making Symphony of the Night for the game.com.
I take it that never happened.
No, the game.com kind of died first.
Yeah, no
damn
kidding.
Shame. That was a cool system.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. It had a modem.
It was a terrible system.
It was like the predecessor to the DS. It had a touch screen, it had online connectivity, two cartridge slots.
Bonus question. The game.com version of Sonic Jam was the first Sonic game to be released for a non-Sega system. What was the second?
It's on the Neo Geo Pocket Color.
Okay, what's it called?
Sonic Pocket Adventure.
No, it's Sonic the Hedgehog Pocket Adventure.
What?
Well, that's the bonus question. I'm not going to be lenient with that. Besides, if you won that, you would have won the quiz. No way. You lose.
Bull, fine.
This quiz is still mine.
Good, I don't have to do one.
Fine, whatever.
Okay.
You have an answer or dies?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, God. I feel like you want to hit me.
What is your favorite comic book superhero game? 5, 4, 3, 2...
Spider-Man 2.
Fine.
That's a fun one.
That is a good one. I like swinging around the city.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I'd probably say now. You know, I like that one, the beat-em-up thing. That's a fun one.
Okay. What else can I ask you?
I hope the sequel's good.
What's your favorite movie licensed game that is not Star Wars? 5, 4, 3, 2...
Chronicles of Riddick is jumping my head.
Very acceptable answer.
Yeah, that's a fun game.
That's a great game.
It is a great game. That's a good one.
I guess I should do one more.
Yes, let's have one more.
What is your favorite online game? 5, 4, 3...
Team Fortress Classic.
Okay. Also, that was incredibly acceptable.
Yes.
That was kind of the one that got us into the genre.
Right. Right now, I've been playing a lot of Warhammer, but, you know.
Yes. Oh, what else you played?
Oh, I've been playing Warhammer.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got into a big group yesterday. We were trying to capture control points just into place. We were doing pretty good until we tried to capture a keep. Now, that is hard. You ever do that yet?
No, I haven't gotten that far.
It's kind of neat because you have to get a battering ram to break through the door and stuff. You know, like, four people have to man it at once in order to make it, like, go and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, we couldn't do it. It was hard. Because, like, once you do that, you can go capture the rest of the people don't seem to care very much. But then we went to the keep, and first you have to kill all the people in the keep, which is hard. And then, like, the other people on Chaos were alerted, and they're like, oh, we're not going to let you do this. And they tried stopping us. So we kind of got thinned out after trying that for an hour.
Wow.
But then I did some Battlegrounds.
Scenarios, please.
Sorry. Yeah, my order has not been doing very well in the scenarios lately, it seems. Mm. I haven't been winning much lately.
I heard that on some servers, and I don't know which ones, that because there's kind of an imbalance, order characters are getting like a 20% bonus to like experience and influence to encourage more people to play order.
I didn't realize that people would not want to play order.
Yeah, well, actually, I guess it's funny, because in an interview I heard with some of the game's producers, the original, like, when they were pitching the game, the executives were actually worried that everyone would join Order and no one would want to be Chaos.
Yeah, not so much, huh?
Yeah.
I always like to be good guys. That's just my thing. But it's fun. We hang in there sometimes. You know, I've been doing some public quests. Public quests are getting hard now. We barely ever get past the stage 3 part. We have to kill, like, the boss.
Right, right.
The hero, I guess. So, but, you know, been hanging in there. I'm getting my influence. I'm rank 15 now. So I'm having fun with that.
Excellent.
Playing more Star Wars Republic Commando in like that second level still. But second level, these are long levels.
Yeah, they are long.
Yeah. You know, that's still a fun game. Very solid shooter with those fun sort of, you know, what would you call them?
Squad Tactics.
Yeah, Squad Tactics. And it's Star Wars. And it has an awesome Star Wars soundtrack. It actually has cool because it has a lot of, like, unique stuff, which is a lot of this kind of chanting stuff, which is
cool.
But it makes use of a lot of the good themes from the prequel trilogy that people don't talk about because they don't, you know, like the prequel trilogy. like the droid army theme and like the separatist theme and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Oh, let's see. I've been playing Sonic Chronicles on the DS.
Ugh.
I enjoy it. Do not poo-poo it. It is fun. It's getting a lot of things right. For one, right off the bat, I was able to just insult Amy Rose outright.
Yeah, but dialogue trees don't have any sort of bearing on the gameplay, right?
I don't think so. But you know what? I hate people who say, like, you know, oh, it doesn't affect the gameplay, so it's pointless. But, like, isn't, like, at least your perception of the characters, like, part of the experience?
What? Okay.
People say this a lot.
Deep here.
Well, this is more argument for things like Mass Effect and Oblivion and even KOTOR, where people are like, it doesn't really matter. And I'm like, well, sure it does.
I guess in that way it doesn't matter to you.
But like, you know, like cool things like Eggman doesn't call himself Eggman. He calls himself Dr. Robotnik, because why would he call himself the insult that his enemies came up with for himself?
Makes sense. You
know, they're getting stuff right.
So he's in your party then?
Uh-huh. Although I don't think for long. Like, everybody has, like, this laundry list of all the special abilities they can gain when they level up. He's got two.
Oh.
So something tells me he'll be going away.
Ah, dang.
But, I just really like it. It's good.
I still haven't tried it. Maybe someday.
I played the Quantum of Solace PC demo that they released.
Too.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is very awesome.
And apparently, from what I've read, this is, like, one of the, like, less exciting levels.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You're kind of chasing a guy around. Things are kind of breaking everywhere.
Yeah. Also, I played the demo for Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway on the PS3.
Oh, yeah? How was
that? I enjoyed it a lot.
I never got into those games.
I like them. The whole squad use in that game is really good. What helps is that the squad's pretty smart on their own. And just like, you know, you directing them just helps them be more efficient. What else did I play this week? I know there's something else I'm forgetting. You play anything else?
Played Spore more. I started a new race.
You're now carnivorous.
Yeah, I want to be a carnivorous because my other race, I just got to a point in the space stage where people were just constantly attacking my home city, and I wasn't like home planet, I should say. I wasn't like a military person, so I couldn't fend them off very well, so it was getting just sort of messy and hard to do.
Mm.
So I started a new race, and I'm in the space phase right now with them, but it's going much better.
You know what annoys me is that after you get like raided like that, there's no, like, you have to manually rebuild everything. I wish you could just click a rebuild button.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll patch it. Who knows? I know I'm missing something. I'm going to be very upset with myself.
Well, if you think of it later, you can bring it back up.
Okay. Oh, I remember what it is. So,
oh, God. I thought I got away with something for a second.
So they released a Warhawk demo on the PlayStation Store this week.
You didn't play this.
Well, I know, but it's just funny. So, yeah, I had Warhawk when I had my PS3. When the PS3 got stolen, you didn't really have any interest in the game, so I just sold it.
No, that's not true. I kind of wanted it, but you claimed I never played it, so you sold it.
You had it for 4 months.
Well, I like Warhawk, okay.
Anyway.
Bye.
So I downloaded this demo, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to play some of this. I like this game. I boot up the demo, and it says, we encourage you to continue enjoying the full Warhawk experience as a experienced Warhawk player. Please press the PS button to quit the game. And I'm like, but I don't have it anymore. So I go into the hard drive and I see there's all these save files for Warhawk. So I start deleting them all. And then yes, the main menu comes up and I hit play online and I accept the message. And then it says it again. I'm like, oh, come on. Why can't I play this? This is bull.
You already bought it.
Yeah.
They don't need to convince you that it's good.
I guess.
So there you go. All right, so why don't we move on to the releases?
Okay, so for the downloads on the Wii, WiiWare, Midnight Bowling. You know, for everyone who doesn't have Wii Bowling,
oh, ouch.
And then something called Mad Stone.
Man, that's a one Mad Stone.
It's a puzzle game.
Mad Stone is just not happy.
The Virtual Console, Mario Golf, for the Nintendo 64. And Shining Force 2 on the Sega Genesis, so that's two very solid games right there.
Nice.
On the Xbox Live Arcade, Major League Baseball Stickball, and Beaten Groovy, and Shadow Assault Tenchu, which, from what I can tell from the description, is a port of the PS1 Tenchu game.
Interesting.
Yeah. On the PlayStation Network, for the PS3, we have something called Linger and Shadows.
What is that? People are talking about it.
It's one of those, like 3D art kind of game things. Like, it's not really a game.
Oh, okay.
Puzzle Quest, Challenge of the Warlords, which includes the expansion content from the Revenge of the Plague Lords.
Revenge of the Plague Lords.
And something called Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket-Powered Battle Cars.
Good name.
Yeah. Some PSP games as well. Siphon Filter, Logan's Shadow, and Guilty Gear Judgment.
Oh,
and there's also a level pack add-on for Echo Chrome on the PSP.
Guilty Gear Judgment, just $6, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And on GameTap, we've got Splinter Cell Chaos Theory this week, which was the third game, and Ocean Express. It's some kind of Tetris game.
What happened to Splinter Cell? People didn't like that fourth one all that much, huh?
No, you could tell they were just throwing that in. Now this fifth one's been kind of limbo for a long time.
Right.
So yeah, that's the downloads. Let's do the for reals.
Well, I got Saints Row 2 coming out for the Xbox 360 on October 14th.
This game just doesn't do it for me.
Well, we'll see. I think it's far enough removed now from Grand Theft Auto 4 that it'll get a little bit. Dead Space for 360, October 14th. That should be exciting.
I'm assuming it's also PS3.
Yeah, sometimes it only gives one system here when it's multiple.
Because, it says Saints Row is 360, PS3, and PC, actually, there.
Okay. FIFA Soccer 09 for PS3, October 14th. I don't know. This is bothering me now that they're only giving one system.
Just assume.
Okay, fine. Golden Axe, Beast Rider for 360, October 14th. Golden Axe, coming back, huh?
Yeah.
People were clamoring for that. SOCOM, U.S. Navy SEALs Confrontation for the PS3, October 14th.
This started off as just this kind of little, $15 or $20 downloadable game, and it's kind of ballooned into this. And it's still multiplayer only, I think, but I think they're trying to make it a bigger deal than it originally was.
Yeah.
I never liked SOCOM.
FIFA Soccer 09, October 14th for the PC.
Okay.
Blitz the League 2, 360, probably more, October 13th. Oh, Blitz is back. I think people like Blitz the League 1 enough, didn't they?
Yeah, it was all right.
Dark Horizon for the PC, October 14th.
Space Combat Sim. Hasn't been one of those in a while.
Ryanon, Curse of the Four Branches for the PC, October 15th.
Genre modern. What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's an authentic first-person point-and-click adventure. So it sounds like a
Mist Clone. Set in a Celtic atmosphere.
Mist Clone. Rock Revolution for 360, October 14th.
I didn't realize it was coming out so soon.
Me neither. Maybe people don't care. Well, oh well. Sniper, Art of Victory for the PC, October 16th. I guess you snipe things.
Nazis.
Missed. World War II, Battle Tanks, T-34 versus Tiger for the PC, October 17th.
Okay.
FIFA, Soccer 09 again, this time for the PS2, also for the PSP, October 14th. And Naruto, Path of the Ninja 2 for the DS, October 14th. Was that one Naruto game coming out for PS3? That was
I don't know, but that demo
was pretty good. I mean, I know nothing about Naruto.
It was pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty. So, top 10, it's not Derek Roms this week.
Oh, who is it?
It was Rod Orchesky.
Oh.
Filled in for
him. Hey, Rod.
We got top 10 game intros, so we'll be judge of this. Well, number 10 is Warhammer 40,000, Dawn of War,
is a cool intro.
Is it? I've never seen it. I have nothing to say. Then it's got Fallout 1. I saw it recently, so I'm kind of far removed from when it was originally cool. But yeah, I bet back then it was interesting. Abe's Exodus, I kind of remember that being cool, but
I remember the one for Abe's Odyssey. I don't remember the one for Abe's Exodus.
Kind of, dude. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. 1, I would probably put Melee's my favorite intro. So I'd put Melee for that. Resident Evil 1, with a live-action version?
I guess. Yeah.
All right, then. Company of Heroes, I never played.
Very impressive intro.
Star Control 2, I kind of played recently. I don't really remember the intro.
It's cool.
That's number 4. Number 3 is Brother in Arms, Hell's Highway.
I like, if it's the same as the intro in the demo, it is pretty cool.
This is the first one, AJ.
No, Hell's Highway. That's the one just came out.
Oh, sequel? Never mind.
Yeah.
2 is Madden NFL 08.
Really?
Well, maybe it's, I don't know, you played it. That was a good.
Yeah,
and 1 is MechWarrior 2, which I do remember, actually.
That was a sweet intro. No, I'm thinking MechWarrior 2 Mercenaries. Am I? I don't know.
I remember that classic intro for MechWarriors 2.
Is that the one where the one lady gets blown up and the guy picks up the other dude and he's like, think of it this way, kid. You get to keep all the money.
I don't know. I don't remember exactly. Well, personally, I would probably put some Blizzard and Final Fantasy games in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 7 has that, and 6 have iconic intros.
Warcraft 3 had a good
Warcraft
3, opening.
World of Warcraft, stuff like that. There's some other intros I'm sure I could think of if I had the time.
Yes.
But, it's very subjective stuff. So good list, good times. We had fun.
All right, let's hit some emails. Jake Arbogast emails us to talk a little bit more about Star Wars Force Unleashed. So let's hear what he has to say. Okay. He says, maybe I'm a little late, so what? I thought I'd contribute to the discussion on an episode or two back about Force Unleashed. I have the PlayStation 3 version. Well, before I rant about my negative, I'll give the glowing positives. It's a beautiful game, the story is well done, almost everything about the game is awesome, even for the short time it lasts. Some parts can be hard. Yes, I insisted on killing every single enemy at the room at the start of the final level in the Death Star. First the attempt was pride, then later revenge and frustration, but it's definitely doable.
I did that. I didn't realize you could kind of just run
away. I didn't. But once you get a feel for it, you can Jedi rape anything. The moveset gives you a lot of room to play around. I'm a fan of holding a fellow in the air and throwing my lightsaber at him. I also enjoy good throw at laser shield execution. Or perhaps my favorite, holding a fella in the air in the laser tube on the Death Star during the countdown to the beam and letting him get vaporized. Yeah. Yes, I did that too.
I know, I don't think I thought of that.
Yeah, I was like, well, this could destroy a planet. Let's put a stormtrooper in front of it. But there's one negative that sometimes impedes my lust for violence. The damn targeting system. Amen. Preach it, brother.
Well, that's a common complaint.
I know. You have force powers. There's a lot of things you need to target. I know. Sometimes it's important to be able to target that faraway piece of debris to throw at someone. But when Darth fucking Vader is in my face stabbing me with a lightsaber and I hit the target lock-on button, why do I target the piece of debris far away? I mean, really, can't the target system have a little bit of logic to its AI? Can't the game say, really, I think he'd rather target the big AT-ST stomping on him than that piece of trash really far away over there? It doesn't happen all the time, but every so often I'll be fighting some enemies, hit the lock-on, which makes me turn to the side or all the way around at something else, while a mob just jacks me in the throat. Other times it's hard to target a guy really high up on some ledge who wants to snipe you. Maybe a little Devil May Cry 3 and 4 targeting would be good when you just press in R3, I think it is, to scroll through possible targets. There has to be a better way than leaving it up to the stupid computer. Jake. I think I talked about this, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you did.
I get, like, from what I understand, the targeting is, it's based on where you're looking. And...
Like your character's looking, not your
yeah,
camera.
Yeah, your character. And I think the make it the camera would have been better, but then you do have... Things like the Darth Vader fight where the camera's kind of in a fixed perspective, so it would kind of break it there. I like your idea of like just a little scrolling thing and a combination of like some AI. Because, yeah, I think like it's usually pretty plain what you should be wanting to grab.
I don't know how you say that, but who knows what you want to grab.
Like the scene where you had to grab the TIE fighters and you're bringing down the Star Destroyer, that was...
Well, because you weren't allowed to grab them until they got, like, so close to you.
Yeah,
so
and by the time you could grab them, they were actually out of your field of view,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, even though you can grab that Star Destroyer from, like, wherever it was.
Yeah. That, yeah, I agree. That was really kind of my hang-up with the game, too, but still good.
Yeah. Well, so thanks for the email, Jake. I think that wraps us up, then.
Yes.
All right, then. So, well, everyone, thanks for listening. We're the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
You're speaking more slowly right now, aren't you?
I am. I finally saw that we only did a 38-minute show. Whatever.
Yeah.
It was a decent show.
I blame TGS.
Yeah. Well, not as exciting as maybe you would have hoped.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can visit us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can contact me at tokoto@gmail.com.
And me at adjguy711@gmail.com.
So thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.